My name is Bassam al-Sheikh Hussein, and I have $210,000 in my account. It's my money that I earn from work and from selling my apartment and my parents' house. My dad has a serious medical condition, and I needed money. I went to the bank manager, and he promised to help me once the bank got cash. But 2.5 months passed, and he still didn't give me money. I went to the bank and asked if it was available, and the manager said no. I went to my car to get the gun and fuel. I entered the bank and locked the door and demanded all of my deposits. I poured fuel everywhere. I told the employees not to get involved and no one would get hurt. Three negotiators representing the government arrived. Initially, they wanted to give me $10,000, and hours later, they offered $16,000. Again, I refused. It was around 5 or 6 p.m. when they offered me $30,000. They then gave me $35,000 in cash, which I got, and they promised me $400 a day and said I would not be detained. I agreed, even though I knew they were liars. I surrendered, but they detained me for 5 days because the bank filed charges against me, and I never received the $400 payments. My life has been destroyed since the local currency devalued, and I lost my job. I won't rest until I get my money back. It is a life or death choice. The Interior Minister should arrest those who took our money, not us. I will exercise my rights any way I can, even if it involves blood. I will never give up.